Now we turn to the occasional segment we call The Next Big Thing, where we check in on exciting new cultural trends. This week, we'll look at a new video game. Now, video games have taken a lot of heat for their graphic violence and have been blamed for encouraging bad behavior in the real world. But can video games be used to promote good decision-making? That's the hope in Kenya, where a new video game has been launched to combat the spread of HIV and AIDS. It's called Pamoja Mtani, Swahili for Together in the Hood, and it stars five Kenyan youth making their way through an adventure in Nairobi. It was developed with funds from PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, with the support of Warner Brothers. Grace Mercy Osewe led the project, and she joins us now from Kenya. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Where did the idea come from for a video game to promote good decisions around HIV/AIDS?
The idea came from PEPFAR's endeavors to really add innovation to HIV prevention for youth. And so PEPFAR initiated this collaboration with Warner Brothers because Warner Brothers and a lot of their partners in the private sector know how to reach and engage youth very effectively. They have the cool factor that the public sector does not have.
Definitely, PEPFAR isn't known for being cool. That's certainly true. So tell me about the game. What's the storyline of the game?
Pamoja Mtani is a multiplayer adventure-based video game. It's a drama in which five people are inadvertently brought together when their matatu or commuter minibus in which they're traveling is hijacked, and each of them loses something that is very precious to them in the hijacking process. So they eventually learn the true meaning of what has brought them together and apprehend the hijackers through a variety of missions and mini-games.
Let's play a clip from the initial hijacking at the beginning of the game where the players kind of get oriented with the scene.
Don't move! Si jaribu uchinga. Nyamaza! Quiet! Shut up! Pitia uko! Come on!
You know, it's a little scary.
It is a little scary, but it is very much the reality of young people in Kenya and in East Africa. Particularly, matatu hijackings are not uncommon. What you hear in the clip is when the hijackers are telling everybody to get out, put their hands up, and it is at that time five key player characters hide the things that are precious to them that they happen to have on them at the time they're hijacked in the matatu. And so that becomes the primary reason they have to find the matatu so they can retrieve their lost items.
Now, each player gets to choose, as is often the case in a video game, you get to choose who you want to be. And in this game, you get to choose between a musician, a soccer player, a techie, a med student. So, Miss Grace, tell the truth. Which was your favorite?
Lady D, the musician. She's trendy. She has a young sister. She's very human. She's finished college. She's in good shape. And she's facing choices. She has this boyfriend that she really likes, and they've been social activity, and she doesn't know her status. And she doesn't know his status, but she sort of feels safe because they trust each other. And that is so typical of young people.
There's also some nice music in the game, too. I just want to play a short clip of just to let you know that there's music throughout the game. Here's just a little clip.
I'ma live my life with a bar of love in my hand, yeah. Living in the city in the sun.
That's a cool part of cool factor there.
Yes, one of the things that of course resonates with youth a lot is music. And we have a lot of very talented Kenyan artists. We work with some of the top artists, nine artists, to develop content specifically for the game. Aspirational music, music that spoke a little bit to our goals and objectives in the game, and also just music that was fun.
But how can you be sure that people who are playing the game are actually picking up on your HIV prevention messages?
We do that in two ways. Some anecdotally, we've talked to people and they've talked to us about how they've learned something about condom use or abstaining or HIV testing within the game. However, we have a very, very comprehensive evaluation component. We have metrics embedded in the game that tell us exactly where the different players go within the game so we can track how much exposure they've had in the game. So we hope to be able to track the influence that the exposure to the game has in terms of attitude change.
How are you going to preserve the cool factor once people find out that this is something that you actually want them to do? I mean, I don't know how kids in Kenya are, but here teens are notoriously not interested in things that their parents think are cool.
We don't think we'll have that problem only because The behavior change messaging is embedded within the storyline, so it's not in your face. You don't know that you're being exposed to behavior change. You are sitting down as a, maybe the medical student or as an ADD, you're playing, and in the process of playing, you're having a conversation about condom use, or you're having a conversation about HIV testing. So it's almost like an everyday conversation.
And finally, Ms. Grace, how do you access the game? How is the game made available to the people who you want to play it?
At this point in time, the game is still in a pilot phase. It's deployed at 3 youth centers in Kenya. Some kids have actually gone for HIV testing and referred to the game as being the primary thing that influenced them. So I'm very excited. I think it has had a lot of impact that goes just beyond changing HIV-related attitudes.
Grace Mercy Osewe is project manager for a new video game in Kenya aimed at combating the spread of HIV and AIDS. The game is called Pamoja Mtani. Swahili for Together in the Hood. And Grace was kind enough to join us from Nairobi. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
We have more for you online. You can see a demonstration of the video game and find out more about the State Department's partnership that made it happen. Just go to thenewnpr.org, go to Programs, and click on Tell Me More.